that the two Ohalim that it refers to, these dwelling places, one is the dwelling place where the mind meets the words, and the other Ohel is the dwelling place where the mind meets the act. Each one is an Ohel, like the person is there, living there. They establish a presence by connecting their mind to their words and their actions. V'hine, yesh od v'chinas yichud. Now there is an additional kind of yichud of unity. Shetzorech ha'adam liyached, es kol prate ma'asav v'inyane gashmi'im ha'echreifim. That a person must, liyached here means more to designate, to direct, each one of their actions as we're involved with the physical world, the world of that we are compelled, the world of need, things that we must do to stay alive. Lihios nasim ba'ofen shelo yihiyas sostrim es biguro bifila. This is a fascinating concept here in Avoda. Right, we were getting ready to say that, you know, whatever we do in the physical world to take care of our needs, it has to be done the Shem Shamayim. We have to find a way to connect our needs to the service of Hashem. True. But then he says this other thing, that if we don't, what's going to happen is they will be a contradiction to the way we speak in Tefillah. We could live our lives taking care of our needs, not plugging into Hashem. And if we do that and we walk into Davin, now how are we supposed to plug in? We haven't been plugged in all day long. Our mind has not been attached to directing our needs to serve Hashem. We separated our mind from that process. Now all of a sudden we're going to walk into Shul and we want to plug in? It's not so easy. If we're spending the whole day not plugged in, how can we just walk in and plug in? So he says that's a stira. That's a contradiction in avoda if we're expecting to not be plugged in here and to come in and be plugged in here. It all has to be united. All has to be united. Yes, sir?
No, just a comment.
Yeah.
When I learned about the process of davening, a great course where we went through the tefillah page by page, that was the purpose of building up for Kriya Shema and say brachas, say psalm, that you build up to this point where hopefully that speech is drawing your kavana towards this combination of heart and mind.
Right.
So it's like the tefillah has been our chazal, designed the service for that specific reason, to be able to focus when we finally come to Shema, that we're at that point where the two are combined.
Right. And that, of course, is true. And what he's saying is that if we're not joined in thought and in action out there in the world, that process that you just described is going to be much harder, because our lifestyle is a contradiction to what we're trying to do in davening. And if the more closely they are related, the easier that will be to do in davening. And of course it goes the other way too, that what we accomplish in tefillah helps us out in the world. He's first talking about this direction, that we need to be together out there, and that will help us when we daven.
Fascinating. What a phrase that we use. Shalomiyah sosrim as the Hebrew of the tefillah.
Yeah.
Shouldn't like cover over, conceal your words.
Your own words. Yeah.
Which is it's a reality. I mean, you know, addressing a real vivid reality. And that reality of that, you know, you're preoccupied and the words are going on somewhere in your mind, somewhere in your words, but you're not connected. It's a great phrase. It really tells the truth.
V'hainu, shebechino asahis kashrus. Yes.
That could be that if you're not happy a little bit, you're playing God, you're wandering around, you're surprised, you shouldn't come with God.
No, definitely not. It just means that we're going to have a harder time. We're going to have a harder time.
What is the...
What's the goal?
Reduction.
To try and bring these two worlds together. Now here, we're trying to connect our mind to our speech. There, we're trying to connect our mind to our action. And we want those to be as similar as possible. So that it's like a complete person. That's what we want to work on.
What about ego?
It depends to what extent. You know, a person's ego can be unhealthy and a person's ego can be healthy. It depends how far it goes.
I was thinking like, certainly the space of peace. Then most of us were involved in depression that it was more than just briefly, you know, our space of peace. Because we get other things from
a certain satisfaction.
Right. So is that a legitimate need or that potential mind?
Yeah, I think that it is. As long as we don't make that the end all. You know, the end all is our Yiddishkeit, our relationship to Hashem. But to have some satisfaction in one's work, if it builds on accomplishment from it, is an important thing in terms of the opinion of the human being. A person who's going out there just out there to make a living, that becomes very difficult if there's no kind of satisfaction in their partner. Now, how much satisfaction one has to have in their parnassa, that I think that varies. But there's got, hopefully, there's got to be something. So I think it's important for the person to have it.
Right, I mean, it's difficult to realize, you know, digital.
Right.
And it goes to the 8 hour.
Right.
Hey,
right.
He's not
doing it pretty.
But even
that's great
kavana.
The Emek Hebron.
Oh, yeah. I'm not going to aim like Dunlop. You know?
But even that's not disconnected from God.
Absolutely.
Especially if you're fortunate enough to recognize what your skill is and that it comes to gift from Hashem.
That's
and
right.
That by using it, it's Al Kedush Hashem, right? To show the world what this is.
That's right. I agree. Okay. Behainu shebechina tahizkashu shahaya beliba be'ez kriya shema tefillah. That is to say, the connection which we achieve in our heart when we say shema and when we daven shmona esrei, the kabel olav olmafu shemayim, and accept upon ourselves the responsibility toward Shemayim. Yihya nikba beliba, so that that experience is fixed into our heart. Vihiyos nishar rishimu beleiv al kol hayom, so that the impression,
beliba,
yes, that the impression should remain in his heart for the entire day. That word rishimu is an important word in the Hasidus. It means when you have an experience in Kedusha and it leaves an impression on you, that you take it, therefore, along with you. Now he's going the other way around. He wants to say that davening, we hope to get it to the point where whatever we achieve becomes impressed upon us. So when we walk out of the shul, out into the world, the impression that we have from Tefillah is with us, and it will affect the way we act in the world, and will help us join our machshava to our maisa, to our action out in the world. So there's this cycle going on. One is feeding into the other. Al kol hayom sheyihya ha'hisnahagu shel kol hayom misachdi b'haratzon b'hatashuka shehoyelo be'ifatzila, so that what we do during the course of the day will be united in will and in desire that which we did at the time of davening. Now I think that's what you see by a great person, that you feel like whatever they're doing, they're being Oved Hashem. There's just not much of a feeling. This is Avodas Hashem, this is Avodas Hashem. And I know I've shared with you many times that I felt that so strongly with Rabbi Schwarzschild and Rabbi Bracha, that he was connected in a way where it was all avodah. Whether it was driving somewhere to pick something up, or whether it was davening and shuling, there was a certain overall fulfillment of Ratzon Hashem and what he was doing. And so those worlds became connected. The world of tefillah and Torah and chesed, and then being out there in the world, it just gradually merged. And that's what he's talking about. Shelo yihye nigrer achartavas halev. Not to be drawn after, we could even say dragged after is probably a better word, the desires of our hearts. Rak la'asos kol ma'asav l'shem shamayim. So that all of our deeds are for the sake of heaven, all of us. Below ye he get hafafach b'masa. Hafafach, the person is constantly flipping around, like the word hefet. Sometimes they're attached, sometimes they're not attached, sometimes they're thinking about it, sometimes they're not thinking about it. It's kind of like us, right?
Mr. Bahasa.
A little bit of dignity, right? The Zehu Ka'asher Lo Yasir Zikaron Hatfila Miliba. Mashakiba Olav Omachu Shemayim Vihis Orus Haleh Beis Priyash Masila. This comes from a person being able to experience davening in such a way where it doesn't completely leave and we take it into the day. So that's his concept. The Zehu Bechinas Yote. And he says this is the Bechina, the dimension, the concept of Yosef. Shehu Bechina Zikaron. The Yosef has to do with Zikaron, that means awareness. And I think the connection here, which sometimes we see, although he does not express it at all in this mimer, he just states it, is that wherever Yosef was, he never forgot about Hashem. That's how he's known. He's in the pit, he's in jail, he's in the house of Potiphar. Wherever he was always with Hashem. And people recognized it. The jailkeeper recognized it. This man is with God. Potiphar recognized it. This man is with Hashem. So Yosef is this Bechina of Zikaron, an ongoing, complete awareness of no matter where he was, he's with Hashem, he's serving God.
And our pasuk is when Yaakov sends him out, Yaakov Ish. Tom Yosef Olin sends them out, from Davin.
Yeah, and he's actually going to say that something a little similar to that, what you just said. Shal yidei habechinas bikaron, shalo yihye nishkach mehalev, haheskein, shahoyalo be'is hatfil. Right, really interesting word. He said, through zikaron, through this awareness, so that it should not be a forgotten from one's heart, the agreement. Heskein is an agreement that you had at the time of Tfila, that our mind and our heart agree, our mind and our words agree, reconcile for a few moments. That's the Heskein. Al yidei zayihya b'china athiras Hashem apana v'chol hayam li'yos kol ma'asav l'shem shemayim. Through that, the Yiras Hashem will be upon our face all day to bring our mice into the Shem Shemayim. And that was Yosef. Vazem Moris Shem Yosef. And he wants to say that the name Yosef also reflects this. One of the reasons for the name, Rachel said, Asaf Hashem Es Cherpasi. God has gathered in my shame, my cherpa. She didn't have children, now she did. God has gathered in my shame. And the other shame, yes.
This word, Karpasi, was that used anywhere else?
Up till that point?
Yeah.
I don't think so. To my recollection, that's the first time you see it in the Torah. I think so.
I was just thinking this morning, it struck me during the laning that how much the whole parsha of Yosef and the brothers is an echo of the lesson of Yaakov, Rachel, and Leah. Yaakov loves Rachel. He loves Yosef, and then all of a sudden it's introduced. introduced Lay as Snua, and then the brothers are Sone. It's really, it struck me in a way it had never had the sort of parallel quality of that. And I just was wondering if there had been this particular word before.
I don't think this word was there, to my knowledge. Now, the Ramban actually said it. The Ramban in this parasha, he says that whatever happened to Yaakov happened to Yosef.
Right.
And he brings down a couple of examples. He was hated by his brother. He was hated by his brother. This one, Yaakov, his brother, wanted to kill him, Esav. This one, Yosef, his brothers wanted to kill him. And then he cites the Midrash, where there's a list of things, or there's a parallel between Yaakov and Yosef. And then, of course, Yosef looked like Yaakov.
Yeah,
he's it's the same Shoresh, but no, that's Herod.
Oh,
that's a hey. That's with a hey.
Hmm.
Yosef Hashem Li Ben Afer. Then the other reason for Yosef's name, that Rachel said Hashem will add another child. Yosef Hashem Li Ben Afer. So the first one.
That particular. I never really understood a pshat for those two statements. Why she says, at the birth of Yosef, why she said Yosef Li Ben Acher. You have an insight into that? It seems like such a strange thing at that moment. She'd been barren for so long, she has a son. Yeah, and then she says, and he'll add me another son. Yeah, have an approach to that?
One of the ideas is that she wanted to be Bezrat Hashem, not to have a lesser chalik in the Shvatim as the other Imot.
Uh-huh.
So Leah had six,
right,
and the two Shvatos had two each. So she really wants to be, with God's help, like that. And she shouldn't have less than that.
Okay.
So, okay, I have one, you know, so Halavai, Hashem should bring me another child so I could be, same place with the other Imot. So it's not a dissatisfaction of what she has, but it's a desire to take her place with the Yimam as well.
Isn't there a sense too in which the Abba kind of forced the Hashem in the generation? Like Moshe Rabbeinu, Father Hashem, sometimes it almost seems like he's forcing the hand.
Well, there is a concept of Tzadik Gozer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Mekayim. But this is more in the getter of a tefillah. Yosef is davening for Ruffles davening for another child. And I'm sure Ruffles' tefillah carried a lot of weight.
We hope
so. Ruffles Mavak Babanah. So these two inyanim, kherpa shi more al kol ha'inyanim gashmi. Kherpa, which means literally something like shame. He says that it has to do with the person's involvement in the physical world. Like this is who we are, this is what we have to do. Our needs, you know, like sometimes chas v'shalom, you see somebody who's sick or in a hospital, a person comes face to face with their human needs. What that is, sometimes it's degrading. So Hashem has gathered that in. That refers to that concept of taking our physical need, our cherpa, so to speak, and gathering it in so it's all l'shem shamayim. Osav Hashem es cherpasi. V'hu al yidei sheyihya nishar harishim umir tzila kol hayom. And again, that's by bringing forth the effect of tefillah onto the rest of the day. V'zehu Yosef Hashem Li Ben Afer. That feeds into the next one. Shetihya Nolad Mehatefila Od Bechino Achat. That the davening will give birth to an additional help. Shegam Be'esek Hagashmi Yihya Ne'asaf L'Shem Havaya Be'ahu. That when I involve myself in the material world, I can gather myself in, unite myself to be the Shem Shemaim. It's the same concept, just coming from both expressions. B'chol zeh mora lanu ha-kasuv. Now, he wants to say, back to the pasuk. Yaakov says to Yosef, Halo achecha roim b'shem. your brothers are, I'm using the word shepherding, there's got to be a better verb for that. What is a shepherd doing? Is he shepherd? Is it also
a shepherd
verb?
Shepherd is a verb.
It's a verb too? Okay. So he's shepherding in Shem. Harashay Tevos, what's the Rashay Tevos of Shem? Beis Shin Kaf Mem. Borof Shem Kavod Mahus. Bishahem. Borof Shem Kavod Mahus. So your brothers are shepherding, so to speak. They're taking care of something. In Borach Shem Kavod Mahus, Shekhoi al Bethinas Tefila, Shemekabel Ha'odam al Atzmo Bethinas Kabolas Ol Mahushai. That's talking about the brothers, people, the Jewish people, involved in Davin. Alderach Ha'avoda, that's the part of we are in Shechem. Involved in davening, be'emet, Surah Lihios Nishar Akol Hayom, we want that experience to last into the day, Behu Ayideh Befinat Yoseh. So how is that done? It's done through Yoseh, Shehu Befinat HaZikarim, which is the concept of being constantly aware, Kimavur, V'zehu Lecho Ve'eshlochacho Aleihem. So, here's what it means. Yaakov is saying to Yosef, but take it out of the pshat. Go, right? You say, you Yosef, the power of Zikaron, go into davening. Send Yosef into Boruch Shem Kavod Mahusa, into Shem. Send the Koach HaZikaron into the experience of Tefillah. That's his understanding of this. Shayiya lohem bechinat hazikaron mehatefila. Shaloyiya nishkach milila. So it shouldn't be forgotten. Vedehu lechna re'e es shalom, etc. Go and see the well-being of your brothers, and also of the tzon, of the sheep. Mora alinyanim gashmi. Taking care of sheep. That refers to a person involved in the physical world. They were shepherds. That was their physical occupation. Shayihya na'asim kefi ha'isorarus shehoya lo be'ez ha'tfila. That according to what we accomplished in davening, so will be our ability to take care of our sheep out there in the world.
Yeah. That's interesting, because Rachel also means a sheep.
The sources of Malik turned themselves into sheep, shoveled them in water. That it's almost like a Malik is infected with Gashmi. The sheep
thing right
there.
Mad sheep thing.
Sheep carrying.
The Zehu Hashiveni Devor. Then Yaakov says, and bring me back word. So now we've connected Zikaron to Tefillah and Tefillah to our physical needs. Bahashiveni Devor. Return it back to me. Lahashiv Kol Ha'inyanim. Now bring that back into davening. Complete the cycle. So that what we do in the world does not contradict what we do when we daven. So it's the complete cycle. Take the awareness into tefillah. Take the tefillah out into the world. And take what we do out in the world back into tefillah. And we're going like a cycle. Behu ayideh b'chinat Yosef, sheyihi yez yikaron atfila, ola lefanev b'chol hayim. As we said, v'zehu v'yishlochehu me'emek Tevron, he sent him from the depths of Tevron, shekideh sheyuchal lo'odem l'kadesh atmo b'butrlo, how can a person do this, to sanctify themselves in the realm of the permitted, when we're just taking care of our physical needs,
Who are you? Sheyeda ha'adam asher b'chol inyanim hatafkanim,
Shehem Ba'omek HaShifu. For a person to know that all of the physical things that we have to take care of, which has to do with the physicality and the depth, you might say, of the physicality of a human being, Yesh Bethinat Hevron, they're all attached. Keep Taburun, the Kedusha, attach them to holiness. Shehu HaBethinat Hanitzos, HaBethinat Hanitzos HaKadosh, HaNachaya HaDavar. Every physical thing that we do, it has some kind of Kedusha into it, as long as we find a way to attach it to our Lotus Hashem. So that's Emek Chevron. Emek is the depth. A person thinks about sometimes the things they have to do out there in the world. Sometimes we have to think pretty low. Don't worry, Chevron. Everything we have to do is going to be attached to our Avodas Hashem. That was Rashi's reference to Avraham Avinu. He's taking it on a different mahalach.
Okay, wait. So again, he needs depth.
He's saying depth is sometimes that a person sinks low into the physical world, taking care of their needs. We're very physical people. So we shouldn't think that because of that we're detached from Hashem. No, Chevron. That's also mechubar. That's also attached. There's holiness there too. As long as we're not doing averus, we're talking about taking care of our physical needs. That there's something there to be pulled out to serve Hashem with. And that's the lashon of hithabrus, of joining the depth, the lowness in this case, to our principle.
Well, later Yosef says, I'm looking for my brother, you know, and I never really thought about this, but Emek Chevron, you could look at it as the depths of friendship, the depths of brotherhood.
Sure,
yeah.
I guess.
Chevron, Chaber, and everything.
Right.
Kiryat Arba, in other words, some other words, see this Kiryat Arba, it's right there, and there's more elements over here, so we can go to the show.
Yeah, that's crazy.
A different light on the world, the actual heaven.
Yeah. Right. For our fabrics, right.
How we hang out by a thread, protect the condition.
Right. Yeah. Surrounded by klipas.
That's right. Yeah.
You know, Ken, on that thing that you mentioned, it just occurred to me that the pasuk in the Torah that talks about the lifting up of physical things into the realm of kedusha, it is mentioned by Avraham Avinu, because it says that the field that he bought by Yaakov, the field rose into his possession. So Rashi says, you know, why does it say the field rose? Because now it's part of Avraham's possession. It had its tikkuma. It was elevated by Avraham Avinu. So the act of acquisition, which is one of these physical things we're talking about, the world of business and trade, which could bring somebody way down spiritually. But if a person connects to it in such a way where they're being Oved Hashem, which Avraham Avinu did, then that same act is rather an elevation. And when you were saying Chevron is where the obelisks are buried, it occurred to me that we learned that in and out from Avraham Avinu, taking our physical needs and attaching them to Oved Hashem.
Rabbi, of course, the sense that I had of him was that there was a certain kind of attachment. I mean, I could imagine being involved in a business thing where, you know, okay, this is what I have to do in order to put a column in line on my table. But it was not a win-lose proposition. Trying to relate to what you're trying to say, trying to understand what you're thinking about, what you're saying about it. So it's a hard thing to do.
It is, because there's detachment, attachment. In other words, that a person is very, very involved. You know, and you use the example of Paul. He used to make challah, and he was very involved. You know, in the actual maaser, he was attached. You know, and detached is only in that that part of the physical world that brings us down. You know, we're trying to get away from it. But attaching to it to bring out its kedusha, that's this concept of Amek Tevra.
You know, lots of people can be enthusiastic about making comments.
Right.
And really feel a lot of maybe wanting to be very ego, your ego, without necessarily making it just practice.
And that's the subtlety, right? That's the subtlety. Yeah. Okay. Vayidei zeh vayavo Shechema, and as a result of that, they came to Shechem. Shebechol inyanav hagashmi yisihi yanasem l'shem shamayim, kamo shekarsu kavod ma'afuso yisporah, Asher koma shabora kadosh baruch hu ba'olamo lo bora el nifvada v'kozeh al yidei b'chinas Yosef k'mavur. Now he says this is this idea of coming to Shechem, that everything which is done the Shem Shemayim. Now he may be saying Shechema also Shem Kavod Malchusa, like Bishchem Baruch Shem Kavod Malchusa. One will arrive to that. Right, so that's the end of this concept. He then connects it to Hanukkah, but we're out of time now. The complete concept then is that, just to review it, that we're trying to connect what we do in davening to what we do out in the world, and what we do out in the world back to what we do in davening. And all of that comes with an awareness of being Oved Hashem. In each precinct, we're trying to be Oved Hashem. The more we have that awareness and foster that awareness, the more able we are to take each realm of our life and unite them into one, which is Baruch Shem Kavod Malchuto. That's the rest of the night. Shukoah.